There's an ancient, almost primal pull towards hot springs. Humans have been soaking in geothermal waters for healing and community since long before wellness was an industry or a hashtag.
Today's guest, Shane Inouye,
the founder of Onzen Hot Springs, has built a modern business around that timeless impulse with a commitment to creating experiences that go beyond the ordinary. Whether you're a wellness enthusiast, an entrepreneur, or someone who just really needs a long hot soak and a reason to put the phone down, this conversation is going to resonate.
Shane Inouye is here, and we're thrilled to have him as our guest. Good morning and welcome to Mountain Money.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So where did the idea for Onzen Hot Springs come from? Was there a specific moment, a place, or a personal experience that made you think, this is what I have to build?
Well, I'm from Japan, and in Japan, we built some hot springs facilities there, mainly private hot springs. And if you know anything about Japanese hot springs, we call them onsens, and you go in naked, and you separate men and women. And so bringing that to America is probably an impossibility. But what we did was privatized it. Everyone gets their own room, so you get to go in your swimsuits or naked like you're supposed to. So we did that in Japan, and we had someone in Midway who saw what we did there and said, this will be a huge hit. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to bring that over here.
So the name Onzen is evocative, but so that's a Japanese term.
Onsen, yeah.
For, yeah. I thought it was just Onzen, like you get the Zen.
Zen on. No,
yeah. So can you talk about the thinking behind it and what it represents about the experience you want people to have? Well, I mean, why is this different than a hot tub?
Right. So there's a lot that's different about it. You're both in hot water. Hot springs definitely has the more rich minerals that you want for your body to soak in it. Again, you said it's a traditional, it's ancient. We've all done it for thousands and thousands of years. Our bodies crave it. We love it. But more than that, the cultural hot springs experience in Japan is based on bathing and cleanliness and even meditative or just all based on relaxation. And I see American hot tub and hot spring culture as recreational, fun, a cool thing to do, but not really that relaxing and not really that cleansing. And so it's a different take on the same product, maybe. Yeah, we're just adding a different flavor to a donut, if you will.
Yeah, and yeah. Yeah, here, this is, I know you. We shower before going in the hot tub and especially shower after the hot tub.
Right, right, yeah. Absolutely.
So, so hot springs wellness is a concept with deep roots across many cultures, from Japanese onsen, to Icelandic geothermal pools to natural springs in the American West. What traditions or places most influenced your vision for onsen?
Well, absolutely. I'm from Japan, so that's the big one.
Yeah.
Korea also has a similar style, ritualistic hot springs or bathing culture. But yeah, it's all about starting the process intentionally. You clean, or you wash your body with shampoo, soap. You clean yourself before starting hot springs or the saunas that we have. Our first location actually is called Soho Saunas, Sojourhalo Saunas, and we have an emphasis on sauna and hot springs water. But the whole process is based on that Japanese culture of cleaning before entering, being mindful of others, cleaning before leaving, just being very respectful. It's very, very different, I realized. I did not realize I was doing something unique until I started it, explained it to people, and people told me, this is the first they've ever done this.
Yeah.
This is the best. I don't know if they're exaggerating, but I think it is a bit different, yes.
Okay, so starting the business, tough thing. Right? Mm-hmm. Starting a business is a tough thing. What were the biggest surprises, good and or bad, in the process of actually building a hot springs wellness destination from the ground up?
Again, I'm from Japan. And in Japan, your word is everything. When you say you're going to get it done at a certain time, you get it done at that time. When you say a price is set up a certain price, it stays there. And if it goes over, they apologize. Huge culture shock.
Yeah.
Huge culture shock. I found a lot of people I trust, been disappointed. People we fired. I've never fired anyone in Japan, never had to, but but we got it done. It took us six months longer than expected, but we did get it done. But that is a huge shock to me. To me, again, Japanese background, your words, everything. If I say I'll be there at a certain time, if I say I'm going to do this for someone, I do not forget that. And it's been quite a shocker.
Wow.
But again, it's been done right. We've got it done. I understand the system now, and I feel like I can. So again, the sauna, Soho Sauna, is our first project, and our next project is that full-scale hot springs facility, what we're going to call Midway Onsen or Midway Springs. And so I think I have the right tools and right understanding now to that second phase, which is the big one.
So how do you market a product like this? How are you making the community aware of, and how will you make the community aware of your next project?
Right. So the big project, the hot springs, is the big one. And in order to do that, I realized that we have to go ground up, meaning we need to teach our customers one by one the expectations we have for them of cleanliness and respectfulness. And so that's what Soho Sauna is doing for us. It's giving us data, giving us how we need to teach people, really helping us explain things in a respectful way too. We don't want to be condescending, saying this is how it's supposed to be done. We don't want to do that. We do it the Japanese way. We let them know the traditions, and it's been going great actually. And every time people come, I explain that, and right there is where we're gonna build our hot springs, our huge mega, not mega, 10 rooms of private hot springs. 10 rooms. Everyone goes in their personal room. You won't see anyone else there. And people have been excited, and it took us about 2 weeks to understand how to do this. The first week was a nightmare. People were just leaving trash everywhere. It's pretty bad. After the second week, no one leaves trash behind. It. Everyone's showering. Everyone keeps the water super clean, very respectful, and more importantly, they're relaxing. That's another key thing about this whole experience. Forget about the results. Forget about science. Mm-hmm. Just all that, which is kind of cool, but it's not what we're doing. And it's all about relaxation. And that's kind of how we're marketing the old traditional way of teaching people one by one. Very difficult, but worth it, and it's working.
Now, do you run this by yourself, or do you have employees?
I do it mainly, but I do hire someone during the weekends because the weekends are always getting booked almost all day. So I do have someone helping me, a girl who just loves Japan.
Now, have you started to try to create a network of relationships with concierges and hotels in order to market in this resort community?
We have. We are talking to hotels and concierge. They're trying to add our Soho saunas to their list of things to do for their guests. And yeah, we are seeing more and more people come over from these hotels or resorts.
We're living in a time of widespread burnout. You know, we're all working hard. We're overwhelmed with digital devices. Loneliness is a big thing. Do you think that the cultural context has shaped what people are looking for when they come to a place like Onsen?
Right, absolutely.
Put your phone down, relax. Mm-hmm. Is there a social, like if someone books a room themselves, is there a social area that they can sit after or before and just chat with others?
So we're at the Olympic Legacy Soldier Hollow, and we have this nice, beautiful building called the Dade Lodge, where people do often just sit on the couch and relax before and after. Once you go on a deck, like, you're absolutely right. It is almost a detox of all that, and people intentionally do that. I'm actually a bad example of that. I go in there with my phone. My phone's always ringing, reservations, questions, and yesterday I was in there for 2 hours. First hour was working, second hour was relaxing, and I'm a terrible example of that. My guests do a better job at relaxing and detoxing and from that disconnecting. Yeah, I got to do better.
I would love to be able to, if you just drop my phone in the Jordanelle Reservoir. And
yeah.
Okay, so real quick, if you don't mind, walk us through the ideal onsen visit. You know, what does someone experience from the moment they arrive to the moment they leave? Just visualize that for us and our listeners.
Well, once our guests come into the building, which is a reception, I hand them towels, I hand them mats, what else? Plastic bags that degrade for their wet clothes. I hand them a lot of things. A sauna hat too, which is starting to become a thing in America. It really wasn't, but sauna hats protect your head, help you stay in longer comfortably.
Mm.
I hand them a lot of things, and in Japan, the idea is that if you can do it, you do it. We kind of toss the ROI out the window. Yeah, we don't want to go for the minimum work for the best results. We do, what can we do with the time we have? And so we kind of go over and beyond, but we give everyone a bunch of things, explain to them that this is not your traditional, not this is not your ordinary sauna experience in America. where our emphasis in Japan is relaxation. So again, I talk about, forget about science and results. Do not expect anything. Don't push yourself to do what you, don't stress yourself. Just relax. The whole point is to relax. And I take them on the deck, show them the shower, explain to them that cleanliness is everything at Soho Saunas and Soho Soju Hollow Onsen or Midway Onsen that we're going to do. Cleanliness is everything. Respectfulness is everything. Before entering the water, the hot springs water, the cold plunge water, always rinse your body thoroughly. We kind of talk about the vision of future, what we're doing in the future. We're planning to do a Japanese restaurant up there as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is quite a long-term project. What's your timeline for all these additional projects?
Right. We want to finish the restaurant within the year, probably in the summer. We want to get it open by the summer. And the onsen, the actual, the onsen. Yeah. We have an ambitious goal of a year.
A year.
Yeah. A year.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
That so you'll get a piece of that on the sauna at Soho Saunas.
So someone can go in there and have the hot springs experience, mm-hmm. completely relaxed, and then go have a fabulous meal.
Exactly. Food and drinks, if you even just juice or alcohol, it amplifies. Your body is craving after a sauna or an onsen. Your body just absorbs it like it's the best food ever. It's something I recommend to everyone.
Yeah, I love a nice cold, ice cold beer.
That's right. After.
What's your vision for the restaurant?
And in Japan, we have an idea where if you can't master it or if you haven't mastered it, you don't do it. So I will not be doing sushi. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Right, because to be a real sushi chef, real one, it takes years and years to even hold a knife. Is the idea a year or two to hold a knife? Another year or two to even start making the sushi. Takes 10 years is what they say. A really expert would say 15 years. I don't have that time on me. I will hire one if I can find one. But we're going to start with the basics like ramen. I'm from Kyushu, which is very famous for tonkotsu ramen, which is very popular in America. Curry rice is another huge hit for Americans who go to Japan. They get hooked on it. Different types of curry rice, Japanese curry rice.
Yeah.
And we're going to move on to shabu-shabu and then end with, the goal is to end with yakiniku, which is you cook your own barbecue style.
Nice. Okay, so is there one meaningful piece of feedback that you've received from a guest? Mm. The one that told you this thing you built is actually working. Can you share that with us?
I've had multiple guests in my sauna where I walk through them and I come in between their sessions saying, how's it going? How are you doing? You have any questions? And they just opened up. There is a psychological thing about saunas and hot springs. When you take off your clothes and your swimsuits, you are psychologically becoming vulnerable. You're opening up physically and mentally. And it's easier for you to really talk about your deepest thoughts and deepest problems. And I've had multiple guests start bawling on the deck, in the sauna, in the hot. They just open up with each other, with me. And they go home, leaving, they say, thank you for bringing us to Utah. That's a phrase I hear often. Thank you for bringing us to Utah. I'm glad you're here. And I really didn't understand that at the beginning. I didn't know I was doing something different. I think America is an amazing country, bringing so many cool things, but it's very, very result-driven.
Yes.
And I am not, and people understand that. And I think that whole expectation of no expectation even is really, really something unique I've realized that I've brought here.
Yeah. No, if you close your eyes and you imagine onsen 5 or maybe 10 years from now at its full potential, what do you see and what would it mean to you personally to get to that point?
Right. And onsen in Japan is everywhere. If you find an onsen, there's a city built around it. In America, if you find an on a hot springs, you it's a destination. You could make your way up there. In Japan, again, it's a city is built around it. People live by it. And it's at every hotel resort, Hilton or Ritz-Carlton, any major hotel in Japan would have an onsen. It is huge. And we're seeing that same move happen in New Zealand. A lot of resorts, people book a resort. Do you have an onsen? And they're like, yes, we do. I see that vision in America. Resorts after resorts saying, oh, we have an onsen. That is our big vision, is to have it at every single resort. That's why we're starting at Midway. Another reason we're starting at Midway, because it's a result. Resorts are just building and building. And they're kind of all clumped up in one place. We're kind of moving them out to Soldier Hollow, but those people kind of tense. I found out people like that. Yeah. We're not going downtown Midway. We're kind of moving out. But the idea, again, is at every resort deserves a hot springs. And we've mastered digging, cleaning, making sure it stays clean throughout the day. We've mastered transporting hot springs water so that, let's say there's a resort that doesn't have hot springs, we can take it there. We can do it safely. Another sign of that is there's this huge Japanese resort called Hoshino, which is huge in Japan for its luxurious, their luxurious approach of wellness. They're actually opening up a place in New York. And all this is just a sign that this is going to happen. And I feel like I'm in charge of the Midwest and West because I have another project we're trying to do in Ojai, California.
Ojai. As well.
Yeah, so this Japanese company's Hoshino would be in charge of the East and I'll be doing the West.
Wonderful.
That's the idea.
Well, we just spent a few minutes with Shane Inoue of Onsen Hot Springs down in Midway, actually down in Soldier Hollow. Shane, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all things Onsen.
Yeah, thank you.